When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Room 309, Milwaukee Hotel disappearance and glitching CCTV horror. Greetings, fellow seekers of shadow. I am Raven Vale, your guide through the veiled histories and chilling legends that cling to the darkest corners of our world. Tonight, our journey takes us from the ancient wilderness and the misty bayous to a far more mundane, yet no less terrifying, setting. A seemingly ordinary hotel in the heart of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here, within the sterile confines of walls and linoleum, a horror unfolded that defied every logical explanation, leaving behind a blood-soaked riddle and a chilling anomaly captured on film. We speak tonight of Room 309, never checked out. The year was 1999. The place? The Grandview Hotel in downtown Milwaukee. A respectable establishment, perhaps a little dated, but known for its quiet efficiency and unassuming atmosphere. It catered to business travelers, quiet tourists, and the occasional visiting family. No one expected it to become the stage for a horror that would shatter the facade of the ordinary and expose a terrifying tear in the fabric of reality. The incident began with a routine complaint. A guest, registered as Mr. Elias Thorne in room 309, had failed to check out by the appointed time. Housekeeping was dispatched, a standard procedure. What the young housekeeper, Maria Rodriguez, discovered when she entered room 309 would haunt the city's police force for years and brand the hotel with an indelible stain of dread. Maria found the room in disarray, but it wasn't just a messy room. The carpet was soaked in blood, and the furniture was overturned. And then she saw it. Lying amidst the carnage, Maria found the previous shift's housekeeper, a dedicated woman named Helen Davis, disemboweled. A scene of unimaginable brutality, yet eerily silent. Helen lay still, her organs spilled onto the patterned carpet, her eyes wide open, staring at nothing. Maria's scream, a raw, piercing sound, finally broke the hotel's unnatural quiet. Milwaukee police swarmed the scene. It was a clear homicide, brutal and perplexing. But as they began their investigation, anomalies piled upon anomalies, turning a horrific crime into an insoluble enigma. There were no signs of forced entry, no robbery, and crucially, no witnesses. The entire floor had been quiet. The meticulous nature of the disembowelment, combined with the lack of conventional evidence, immediately set off alarms. The investigation quickly turned to the hotel's security footage. The Grandview, like many establishments of its era, had a rudimentary CCTV system, grainy black and white footage, but functional enough to monitor key areas. Detectives eagerly reviewed the footage from the third floor corridor, hoping to catch a glimpse of the perpetrator. Perhaps Mr. Thorne himself leaving the scene, or an unknown assailant. What the flickering frames revealed, however, was something that shattered their understanding of possibility. The footage from the night of the incident showed Mr. Elias Thorne entering room 309. He walked down the corridor, inserted his key card, and disappeared inside. Routine. Then, some hours later, Helen Davis, the housekeeper, was seen entering room 309. She was on her shift, likely responding to a request or preparing the room for the next day. She too disappeared inside. Normal. But then, the chilling impossibility. Neither of them ever left. The cameras continued to record the empty corridor. The indifferent carpet, the unmoving doors, no Mr. Thorne, no Helen Davis. It was as if room 309 had simply swallowed them whole, a temporal anomaly in the heart of a hotel. Detectives replayed the footage countless times, frame by frame, looking for a hidden door, a service elevator, anything. There was nothing. They simply went in and didn't come out. Yet, Helen Davis's body was found inside the room. And then, the true horror of the footage began to reveal itself. As technicians painstakingly analyzed the grainy tape, they noticed a recurring, unsettling anomaly. At precise, 17-second intervals, a shape would flicker within the frame. It wasn't a solid object, more like a distortion, a momentary tear in the visual field. It was fleeting, like a glitch in a broken projector, but undeniably present. Sometimes it appeared near the door, sometimes further down the hall, a fleeting, almost imperceptible something that would vanish as quickly as it appeared, only to recur exactly 17 seconds later. It was not a reflection, not dust, not a fault in the camera. It was too consistent, too precise, too deliberate. The flicker hinted at a presence, a non-physical entity existing just beyond the threshold of visibility, moving through the very air, impacting the recording itself. Local law enforcement, from veteran homicide detectives to the FBI agents who were eventually brought in, were utterly baffled. How could two people enter a room with one ending up violently dead inside and neither ever physically exit on camera? What was the meaning of the 17-second interval flicker? The case quickly became an internal legend, a dark stain on the police blotter, filed away under unsolved and inexplicable. The why of Room 309 pushes us into realms far beyond human crime. Is it a paranormal entity, a truly malevolent spirit or demon that has found a nexus in Room 309, capable of manipulating perception, bypassing conventional physics, and inflicting unimaginable horror? The precise, almost ritualistic nature of the disembowelment points away from a common ghost and towards something ancient, perhaps even something that feeds on pain and terror. The flickering shape could be its physical manifestation, a form only detectable as a temporal disturbance in the recording. Or could Room 309 be a dimensional anomaly, a localized tear in the fabric of reality? Perhaps the room itself exists in a liminal space, occasionally intersecting with another, darker dimension. When Mr. Thorne and Helen Davis entered, they didn't just step into a hotel room, they stepped into a nexus, a temporary bridge between worlds. The entity, the thing that caused the static and the flicker, could be an inhabitant of this other dimension, capable of crossing over and inflicting its horrors, then receding, leaving no trace of its exit. The 17-second interval might even be a signature of this temporal distortion, a rhythmic pulse of a reality bending. The history of the Grandview Hotel, while outwardly unremarkable, was subtly checked. No known prior incidents of this nature, no documented history of dark rituals or unsettling events on the site. But sometimes, these phenomena don't need a deep historical root. They can emerge from an unknown catalyst, a convergence of energies, or simply decide to manifest where least expected. The specific nature of the attack, disembowelment, is profoundly disturbing. It's an act of extreme violence, suggesting a desire not just to kill, but to utterly desecrate, to undo the human form in the most visceral way possible. It's an act that speaks to a cold, predatory intelligence, a being that understands human vulnerability in the most intimate sense. The psychological impact on Maria Rodriguez, the housekeeper who found Helen, was catastrophic. She left her job, the city, and was reportedly never the same. For the police officers involved, the case became a quiet obsession, a reminder that some mysteries defy the laws of the universe they thought they understood, The public, while horrified, quickly moved on, dismissing it as a one-off, tragic, unsolved crime. But for those who knew the details, Room 309 remained a chilling monument to the unknown, a place where reality bent and humanity was utterly undone. The narrative of Room 309, while relatively modern, embodies ancient fears. The terror of the unseen, of being trapped, of encountering a force so alien and powerful that it leaves no conventional trace of its existence. It's a chilling reminder that even within the most mundane structures of our world, the veil between realities can be thin and profound horrors can lurk, waiting for the unwary to step through an unseen threshold. So, as we conclude our unsettling journey into the heart of Milwaukee tonight, I urge you, fellow seekers of shadow, to contemplate the profound horror of Room 309. Was it a malevolent entity? A demon haunting a particular space, capable of bypassing our physical laws? Was it a dimensional rift, a temporary gateway to an unspeakable realm? Or was it something even more terrifying, a chilling manifestation of cosmic indifference, leaving behind a horrifying yet unexplainable tableau of human destruction? The truth, like Mr. Thorne, and the chilling flicker in the surveillance footage, remains unseen, a chilling whisper from the dark that echoes through the empty corridors of the Grandview Hotel. The next time you check into a hotel room, when the door clicks shut behind you, remember that sometimes what checks in never checks out. You've been listening to Whispers from the Dark. I am Raven Vale. Until our next journey into the unknown, keep your perceptions sharp and your gaze fixed upon the shadows. Good night. Thank you.